由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned into this program.
我们很开心你今天再次收听《天路导向》。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们节目的话，
We are in the middle of a series entitled Ordinary People Who Prayed Extraordinary Prayers.
我们正在进行一个叫做《平凡人非凡的祷告》的系列信息。
Those of you who may be following us may remember that we ended our last broadcast.
如果你一直收听天路导向的话，你或许会记得在上次节目完结之前，
with the promise that we would look further at the prayers of Hannah, a godly woman.
我们答应过你，我们会继续去看哈娜一位敬畏神的妇人的祷告。
It is very important to take the long view of things.
一个人是很需要有高瞻远瞩的眼光。
People tend to only think about what is happening today and perhaps tomorrow.
但是人往往只是想到今日或者明日要发生的事。
Some people think that it is unspiritual to plan ahead.
有人认为事先做计划是不属灵的。
Some people think that it is presumptuous to look 10 or 20 years down the road.
亦都有人以为为未来十年或者二十年去做打算，其实是太过狂傲了。
But the Bible tells us repeatedly that we must be patient and wait for God's timing.
但是圣经再三这样话我们听，我们要忍耐去等候神的时间。
The Bible tells us to remember to take the long view of things and not to judge things by their immediate appearances.
圣经提醒我们，我们看事情要看得远，我们不可以单单去从短暂的表面现象去作出判断。
Taking the long view of things is not just my idea.
其实高瞻远瞩不单单是我们个人的意见。
This is biblical.
而这个是圣经的教导。
The Bible repeatedly assures us that God's delay does not mean God's denial.
圣经再三反复地告诉我们，神的延迟并不代表神的否决。
The Word of God encourages us to never give up in prayer.
神的话去鼓励我们，要我们永远不可以放弃去祷告，去仰望神。
The Bible continually tells us to be persistent in prayer.
圣经时常去告诉我们听，要恒切祷告。
In Luke chapter 18,
在路加福音第十八章，
Jesus tells a woman who sought justice from an ungodly judge.
耶稣告诉我们听，有一个妇人向一个不惧怕神的官去求伸冤。
She kept calling on him.To vindicate her.
他经常去跑到官府那里，去希望这个官去为他伸冤。
She kept asking the judge to do the right thing.
他一直要求那个官去做正确的事，去为他主持公道。
The judge was godless and had no intentions of vindicating her.
但是那个官，他不惧怕神，亦都不打算为一个妇人去伸冤。
But as she persisted and never lost heart, he ultimately vindicated her.
但是因为这个妇人不断这样坚持，她没有灰心，所以那个官最后是为她伸了冤。
Why?
为什么那个官要这样做呢？
Christ said that it was because her cause was just and her cause was right.
耶稣基督说，因为他的理由是正当的，因为他的理由，他愿意据理力争。
How much more, said Jesus, will God vindicate his children?
耶稣就话：公义嘅神岂不更加要为佢嘅儿女伸冤吗
？How much more their cause is righteous？
神嘅儿女系咪有更加正义嘅理由
？Now there are many people who have fallen in the spiritual battle。
好多人喺今日去落咗喺属灵争战当中。
Simply because they have given up in prayer，
全部系因为佢哋放弃咗祷告。
There are many people who are living a defeated life。
呢个世界有好多人生活喺失败当中。
Simply because they quit too soon in their persistence in prayer，
佢哋嘅失败只系因为佢哋放弃咗去行切祷告。
There are countless Christian casualties who have given up in despair.
无数的基督徒在绝望当中去放弃他们的信仰立场而导致失败。
Because they would not continue in prayer.
因为他们没有继续祷告。
We need to learn persistence in prayer.
我们要学习怎样去行切祷告。
When the French painter Renoir was asked that question,
有人问法国画家雷诺瓦一个问题
Why are you torturing yourself in your persistent painting when the arthritis pain is so unbearable?
点解你嘅风湿痛咁厉害，但系你仍然要继续画画呢
？He said,
佢就回答嗰个人话
The pain passes, but beauty remains.
痛楚终会过去，只有美先会长存。
Persistence，
一个人真系不屈不挠。
There is a saying that goes like this，
呢个世界上面有一句话咁样讲。
Persistence is like wrestling a gorilla，
不屈不挠就好似同大猩猩摔角一样。
You do not quit when you get tired。
你唔能够因为自己太攰而放弃。
You quit only when the gorilla gets tired。
只有当大猩猩攰嘅时候，你先可以休息唔打。
It is no surprising, therefore, that the Apostle Paul could say in Ephesians 6:12。
难怪使徒保罗喺以弗所书第六章第十二节嗰度咁话。
That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and authorities.
因我们不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的人争战。
My listening friends, listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心去听住。
There is no place where persistence is more rewarding than on the knees of prayer.
只有行切地屈膝祷告，先可以为你带来更大的报偿。
There is no battlefield where victory is more certain than at the throne of grace。
只有神的施恩座前，先可以让你得到更加肯定的胜利。
There is no campaign where we are assured of more power。
只有一个运动，先能够为我哋带来非常确实的能力。
Where we are assured of more strength,
只有这个运动才能够保证我们获得更加大的力量。
Where we are assured of more triumph,
只有这个运动才能够保证我们获得更大的胜利。
Than in the prayer closet,
一个就是祷告的密室。
Hannah, whom we have been studying in our recent broadcasts,
在以往数次的节目当中，我们研究过 Hannah 的事迹。
Is a model of how victory is won on the knees of persistent prayer.
Hannah 就是一个因为行切祷告而获得胜利的典范。
Let me remind you of what I said about Hannah in the last broadcast.
让我现在复述一次上一次节目当中我们讲过有关 Hannah 的故事。
First,
第一
She was a woman who turned the taunting and the mocking of Peninnah into a prayer house.
哈拿就是那一位将皮尼拿的讥讽化为他的祷告室的人。
Secondly,
第二样我们要留意的是
She placed her whole trust in the only one who could meet her needs.
哈拿她完全信靠那个唯一能够满足她需要的主。
Thirdly,
第三样我们要看到的是
This woman kept her vow unto the Lord by giving back to God everything that she prayed for.
哈拿去持守佢同神嘅承诺，佢将所有祈求得嚟嘅嘢全部奉献翻俾神。
You say how come?
你问点解哈拿会咁样做呢
？She gave back her son for whose birth she prayed for years.
哈拿竟然将佢祈咗好多年土先得到嘅儿子去献翻俾神。
In today's broadcast, I want to look at Hannah as a model for persistent prayer.
今日我要讲哈拿留俾我哋嘅榜样，就系佢恒切咁样祷告。
There are five things that I want to speak about.
我有五个重点想同你分享。
First,
第一个要分享嘅重点系
We are going to see her sanctification.
我们要看到哈拿如何得以成为圣洁。
Secondly,
第二点就是
We are going to see her sorrow.
我们要看到哈拿的忧伤。
Thirdly,
第三样我们要看的事就是
We are going to see her supplication.
我们要看到哈拿如何去祈求。
Fourthly,
第四样我哋要睇嘅系
，We are going to see her song。
我哋要听听哈拿嘅赞美诗。
And finally，
最后即系第五样就系
，We are going to see her sacrifice。
我哋要睇下哈拿所献上嘅祭。
Let's begin with her sanctification。
让我哋先睇下哈拿点样成为圣洁，亦即系成圣。
How do we know about her sanctification?
我们今天究竟怎样知道哈拿是圣洁呢?
Sanctification is one of those big words that gets used a lot but is often misunderstood.
圣圣是一个很重要的词语，也都在教会之中常常听到，但是却常常被误解。
What does sanctification mean?
究竟圣圣是什么意思呢?
It comes from the same root as the word means holy.
在原文当中，圣圣和圣洁，一个是动词，一个是名词，但是他们有同一个字根。
Well, what does that mean?
这样即是什么意思呢?
It means to be set aside.
他的意思就是说要分别为圣。
It means to be separated.
他的意思就是要分开。
It means to be dedicated.
它的意思就是要分开出来奉献。
It means to give oneself totally to something or someone.
它的意思就是说要将自己完全献给某件事或者某个人。
And that's what sanctification means in its simplicity.
这个就是成圣最简单的解释。
The Bible says that the Lord is holy.
圣经说神是圣洁的。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢?
It means that he is separated from sin.
他就是说神和罪恶隔绝。
It means that he is totally sinless in his purity and complete righteous.
他就是说神完全无罪,他是全然的公义。
It means that he is set aside.
他就是说神就是分别为圣的。
In fact, in some parts of the scripture, it says that the Lord is holy to his people.
事实上有些经文说神对他的子民来讲是圣洁的。
It means that the Lord is focused and has set aside all of his attention to his children.
这个意思就是说神将他的注意力分别出来全部集中在他的子民身上。
The Bible says that his eyes are purer than to look upon sin.
圣经说神的眼目纯正，不看罪恶。
That means that he is holy, he is set aside, he is separated from sin.
咁样就系话神系圣洁嘅，佢话神系分别为圣嘅，亦都系话神系同罪恶隔绝嘅。
Well, then what it means for any of us to be sanctified or holy?
咁样对我哋嚟讲，圣圣同埋圣洁对我哋有乜嘢意义呢
？Does it mean we become sinless?
佢系咪话我哋会因为圣圣同埋圣洁而变得毫无罪恶呢
？No。
这个完全不是的。
We will one day in heaven, but not now.
将来我们在天堂的时候，我们就会变得完全无罪，但是现在我们仍然有罪。
It means that you are set aside for the Lord.
圣圣的意思就是说，我们要为了神而将自己分别为圣。
It means that you are separated unto the Lord.
他的意思就是说我们要让自己完全单单地属于主。
When you are holy, it means that you are completely under his authority.
当你自己是圣洁的时候，就是说到你是完全顺服在神的主权下面。
It means that you have no right even over your own life.
这样就是说你对自己的生命再没有主权。
But he has all rights over your life.
因为神有绝对的主权去管理你的生命。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:20 and 7:23,
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第六章二十节和第七章二十三节这样说，
We have been bought with a price.
我们是重价买来的。
We have been bought and paid for.
神付了重价买了我们。
It means that he has 100% ownership of your life.
这也都是说神对我们的生命有100%的主权。
How do you become sanctified or holy?
我们究竟怎样才可以成为圣洁呢？
Do you go up to the top of the mountain and wear white robes and just run away from life and the world?
我们是不是要跑到山顶上面穿上一件白袍才叫做远离尘世呢
？No，
完全不是的。
Holiness begins in the mind and in the heart。
圣洁是在心灵和思想当中去出来的。
Not in the surrounding condition。
圣洁不是要依靠外在环境才可以得到的。
Jesus prayed for the believers in John 17:15.
耶稣在约翰福音第十七章第十五节去为他的信徒去祷告。
Here's what he said.
请听耶稣讲的话。
I pray not to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
Jesus told us to be in the world, but not of it.
耶稣话俾我哋听，我哋要住喺世界当中，但系我哋唔再属于世界。
So what does it mean to be holy?
咁样成为圣洁对我哋嚟讲有乜嘢意思呢
？It means that when you make any decision, that you are conscious of the fact that you are making that decision with God and His Word in mind.
这个就是说当我们去作决定的时候我们要清楚知道我们的决定是根据神的话语是同神一起去作决定的。
It means that you are making your decisions under the complete leadership of His Holy Spirit.
这个意思就是说当我们去作决定的时候我们的决定是完全信服在圣灵带领之下的。
It means that you are making all your decisions in life with the glory of God in mind.
这个也都是说我们一生的所有决定都是为了荣耀神。
It means when you are washing the dishes.
也都是说当你洗碗的时候你为了荣耀神。
Or mopping the floor.
或者扫地的时候你都是为了荣耀神。
You are conscious of the fact that you are doing it for God and God alone.
你要单单去知道你所做的事全部都是为神而做的。
It means that when you are ministering to someone, you are ministering to the Lord.
亦都是说当你去服侍其他人的时候你是在这里服侍神。
It means that you are doing everything in life to the glory of God.
这个亦都是说你一生所做的所有的事情你都是为了去荣耀神。
It means that when you are dealing with people, you are exhibiting the Lord Jesus Christ in your life.
这个亦都是说当你和其他人相处的时候人哋就会在你身上睇见耶稣基督。
You be firm when you need to be firm.
当你需要表明立场的时候你需要坚定去表达你的立场。
Uncompromising when you need to be uncompromising.
当你不应该妥协的时候你就不应该妥协。
And be gentle when you need to be gentle.
但是当你需要温柔的时候你应该温柔去对待其他人。
And that's what it means to be sanctified.
一个就是圣圣的意思。
Hannah separated herself to complete ownership of the Lord.
Hannah 去将自己去完全地归向神。
How do I know that?
究竟我们怎样去知道这件事呢?
That's a good question.
如果你问这条问题的话这条是好问题。
I know because she took everything that she wanted in this world and gave it to the Lord.
我之所以知道是因为我看到 Hannah 将她自己最希望得到的东西全部都奉献给神。
That's how you know.
这个就是你知道的凭据。
That's how you know if you are walking in sanctification or if you are putting one foot in the world and one foot with God.
这样你就能够分辨到究竟你是行在成圣的道路上面定是一脚与神同行另外一只脚是走紧世界的道路。
To know the answer to that, ask yourself this question.
请你去问自己以下的问题你就会知道答案。
Am I able to take everything that I have and give it to the Lord?
我能够将我所拥有的一切都奉献给神吗？
This is the beginning of sanctification.
如果你能够这样问，你就是开始踏进成圣的道路。
Hannah gave back to the Lord the most important thing in her life.
Hannah 将她生命当中最重要的奉献给神。
First, she gave back to the Lord herself.
第一，她就是将她自己去奉献给神。
Then she gave back to the Lord the very thing that she prayed for.
然后他再将他祈求多年的儿子去奉献给神。
Secondly,
第二样我们要留意的是
Let's look at Hannah's sorrow.
请我们一起去看下 Hannah 的忧伤。
Being set aside and separated for the Lord did not spare Hannah some sorrow.
Hannah 将自己分别为圣去归给神并没有使他少一些痛苦。
Being sanctified in the Lord does not spare us from the sorrowful situations of life.
我们去为神过圣洁的生活并不能够免去我们生命当中的忧伤。
Hannah may have had a house, but she did not have a home.
Hannah 可能有一间屋,但是她没有屋企。
True, she had a devoted husband, but she also had to live with Peninnah's sharp tongue.
没错。她是有一个爱她的丈夫但是她仍然要同一个冷言冷语的姨奶皮尼娜一起去住。
Hannah had to live with constant cruelty.
Hannah 的生活充满了精神的虐待。
She had to live with perpetual taunting.
她要忍受无止无尽的嘲笑。
In fact, Hannah refers to herself in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15,
事实上如果我们读到撒母耳记上第一章第十五节 Hannah 这样称呼自己话
As a woman of a sorrowful spirit,
我是心里受苦的妇人。
My listening friends, this is very important.
各位听众朋友这件事是非常重要的。
We are getting ready to conclude, so listen carefully.
我们即将要结束今天的节目所以请你留心去听。
Even in the midst of her sorrow, Hannah sought the Lord.
纵使哈拿系非常之忧伤，佢仍然去寻求神。
Even when her womb was shut, yet her heart was open to the Lord.
虽然哈拿唔能够怀孕，佢嘅心仍然向神敞开。
Some of you might be going through a difficult time right now.
在我们当中，可能有人正处在艰难的困境当中。
Some of you may feel that your rivers are running dry.
可能有人觉得自己就好像枯干的河流一样。
Some of you may be feeling that your star is hidden from view.
可能我们当中有人觉得黑夜星光暗淡。
Those who know Jesus as their Savior and Lord need to remember this.
如果你是以耶稣基督为救主和生命之主的人，请你记住这一点。
You need to remember that although you have problems in life,
我们要记得虽然我们的生命会遇见困难，
you still have possession that is unfading.
我们所拥有的是不会消逝的。
You have a promise that is unfailing.
我们所得到的应许是不会破灭的。
You have power that cannot be defeated.
我们所拥有的力量是不会被击败的。
You have a protector that is unchanging.
我们的保护者是永远不会改变的。
You have a provider who is limitless.
我们的供应者是无限无止息的。
That's what you have in Jesus.
这个就是我们在主耶稣基督里面所拥有的一切。
Hannah's sanctification was manifested despite her sorrow.
Hannah 虽然面对忧伤，但是她仍然表现出她的圣洁。
There are some people who allow sorrow in their lives to create bitterness in their lives.
有些人容让她的生命当中出现忧伤，形成她心中的苦毒。
They often have bitterness not just toward people but toward God also.
他们不单止去怨恨他身边的人，更加怨恨他的神。
And they give up praying.
然后他们放弃祷告。
They give up trusting.
他们放弃去信靠神。
They give up being persistent in prayer.
他们放弃恒切地祷告。
But Hannah would not allow that to happen in her life.
但是哈拿没容许这件事发生在她身上。
She never allowed sorrow to stop her from offering to the Lord her supplications.
哈拿绝对没让她的忧伤阻碍她向神的祈求。
And this brings me to the third point.
而这一样东西要让我们看到第三点，就是哈拿怎样去祈求。
But I'm afraid we ran out of time.
但是可惜今天的节目已经够时间了。
But tune in the next time when we will see how Hannah's sorrow did not make her prayerless.
如果你想看到哈拿怎样无让忧伤阻拦她向神祈求的话，请你下一次继续收听我们天路导向节目。
In fact, we will hear Hannah's song and prayer of praise.
其实我们更加会看到哈拿的赞美诗和她感恩的祷告。
Until we meet again,
让我们在下一次节目再会。
I pray that you will have a song in your heart.
我会祈祷愿你心中亦都有一首赞美诗。再见。